Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team, Ashlyn McKenna, and Humboldt head football coach, Derek Elman. The Humboldt volleyball team won 3-1 on the road over the Forest City Indians Thursday to advance to the regional finals against Western Christian in Hull Tuesday night, a win away from a state tournament appearance. I caught up with McKenna after the victory.
You know, I called that first time out, and I just told the girls, all right, let's pick it up. You know what to do. And then when we didn't, you know, I was just going to let it ride out. And more the message to them was, you know, we're too good to play like that. We're too good to go home. So show us what you got. And that's exactly what they did moving on.
You're up 2-1. Going into that third set, but unfamiliar territory for a lot of the girls on this team, being more a youth movement here this year. What was that message to the team going into that fourth set, having a chance to go on the road here and get a victory?
More so that we made it a dogfight, and I asked them who's going to win, and they all kind of all said together, we are. So just, you know, I know a lot of them had those nervous jitters, especially ones who have been in this position before. So to be able to move those aside and kind of focus on the bigger picture here, and they did it. I'm really excited to see us play Tuesday.
Had a chance to address the team briefly in the locker room. After a win like this, your first time in 2 years you're coaching in a regional final, a chance to get this program back to the state tournament as you go to Western Christian on Tuesday. What was that message in the locker room post-match?
I looked at all of them and said that we are good enough to be here. We are good enough to beat them. And, like, we just have to go and do our job, and that we need to believe in ourselves, because us as coaches, you know, us as a community, we believe in what they can do and we see what they can do. So just to go out and just do it and go do their job.
Mia Schluter, another big night, double figures in kills, was up to, I believe the count was up to 13-14. What did you say about her play? Annalyn Goodell, Larson Bonstead along the front row.
You know, our front row was absolutely spectacular. Offense, defense, you know, we were a wall that they could not get through. So, you know, just implementing that going into our game, and then kind of just tweaking up our back row and making those passes a little bit more efficient so our front row can be a little bit more explosive.
Facing off against a Western Christian team on the road in Hull, probably biggest match you've had here through your first two seasons as head coach. Thoughts going into Tuesday night, having a chance to get to the state tournament?
You know, they're a really good team, but so are we. So we have to go in, we have to put it all together, all in one night, and I know that we can do it. So I just hope that we have a really great crowd. I know it's a Hull, but the girls need you, we need you. So moving forward, let's go cheer us on Tuesday.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here, and best of luck Tuesday night out in Hull.
Thank you.
The Humboldt football team scored 28 unanswered points Friday night to overcome a 14-point deficit to defeat the Webster City Lynx 28-14 to wrap up the 2024 regular season with a perfect 5-0 record in district play and an 8-1 overall mark heading into the postseason. I sat down with Elman post-game to discuss the win.
Webster City did exactly what they needed to do to win, and, you know, credit goes to them in that first half. And, you know, even the drive after it was tied up was still a really long kind of – didn't that drive go inside the five, I think? And, you know, we had to punch one out and ended up scoring. But, man, I just tell you what, like I said, they just did everything they could to win. And in that first half, we had a turnover early. That kind of stinks when you're playing an offense that's going to grind you like they are. And, you know, I'm just so proud of our kids because of the way they played. And we didn't have an emotional half. Time. We just talked about some adjustments we needed to make. I loved it. Coach Mattson goes, hey guys, it's all right. We're going to get a kickoff return, and then our offense is going to score, and then they're going to turn the ball over, and then we're going to score again. And look what happened. I mean, it was like the game was scripted. And I think after that, once we took momentum there, things shifted pretty big time in our favor. And I'm sure in the stats, Webster City's still going to dominate time of possession. But I thought our kids had a great second half. And you know, we haven't had an easy game all year. It's been kind of our MO, I guess, is just every game is going to be something we grind out. I do say that that's pretty special for our kids when they have to play tough games like that. And it just goes to show their mental toughness. And, you know, they never waver. They don't get down on each other. They don't, you know, get upset or emotionally fragile, so to speak. They just keep fighting and keep grinding, and they did that tonight. And, you know, it gives us we knew we were going to have one at home, but now we're going to hopefully, I would assume, have the opportunity to have two at home. You know, once you get that first one, man, having the second one at home in the fall is always pretty special and gives you that little bit of advantage in the game.
Down 14-0, you get the touchdown there, but then the fumble. You're set up beautifully inside the red zone. To tie this game up in the matter of that, I mean, how electrifying was it for your sideline to think, all right, we're tied back
in this football game.
And, well, I think we talk to the kids all the time about not riding the wave. Don't ride the wave. Stay steady, Eddie, the whole way through, you know. And that's what we were trying to do. Like, hey, we still got to get back out there. We got to play again. And so we can't be down when it's two down. We can't be up when it's two up. We can't ride those waves. And the more we can just stay steady through the course of the game, the better off we're going to be. And it was kind of nice, to be honest, in the second half there to, I don't mean any disrespect, but to give them a little bit of taste of their own medicine when we were able to put two really long drives together and finish the game out.
Chase Flaherty, 3 touchdown receptions here tonight. Just your thoughts on his play.
Catches everything. I mean, if it's near him, he's going to go get it. And that's what you have to do as a receiver. If you're going to play that position, you can't just hope the ball gets there. You have to go get it, because our quarterback's job is to find the spots, and then the receiver's job is to go get the ball. And Chase, I just think all of our guys, all our skill kids have such a knack for the ball. Chase went and got it tonight. And, you know, I think we talked about it last week, but it was just a different kid stepping up. And last week, you know, it was Grote, and this week it was Chase stepping up.
What's it say about the resilience? You see Valley Davis, the fumble over the middle. Mm-hmm. Chase had the opportunity there for that touchdown on the second drive on that fourth down and goal situation. They both come back stronger in that second half. You have Davis catch the touchdown at the end of the game. You have Chase have 3 of them. What's that say about, I guess, you know, the ability of this team just to continue to fight?
I think that's just it. It's hard to put into words because you just love these kids so much when they're willing to do those kinds of things. And it comes down to their love for each other, you know. And we talk about Leo all the time, love each other. And we talk about MAD, make a difference. And we use those acronyms, but our kids don't just say them. You know, there's so many teams, family, we talk about family all the time. But there's teams that say it and there's teams that live it. And I think our kids live it. And 9 weeks of football, high school football is special. It goes by fast. It's super hard to win. I'm pretty sure that at some point in my life, I'll have a heart attack because of 14,
oh, don't put that on you, coach.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, you know. But, geez, it's just awesome to see them continue to fight every single play and play their tails off for each other. And they just, no matter what, they just look like they're having fun out there, you know. And that's what high school sports should be. It shouldn't be a pressure situation. It should be about having fun with your classmates. You know, when you come back and you're old, I mean, you're at your class reunions, you talk about the fun times and the good times, not the pressure situations, you know. We end up flushing those typically. I don't remember any of those times where I felt like I had a lot of pressure on me, but I remember the fun things in high school and college, whatever it was. And I just, you know, this is fun for them. And when they're having fun like that, they're going to play at a higher level, I think.
To get a win here tonight on senior night, how emotional was it after the game? You know, you're still going to get a chance to play here at Mason Mott Field, but that final regular season game, you do the senior walk across the field.
And I think that senior walk is important on senior night because it's a culmination of a regular season that you put together. We're moving on to season 2 now. And when we start season 2, everything has to be behind us. You know, so that's that ending. You finish senior night with a walk, and then you go out and you play in the playoffs. And so, again, just knowing that we get a home game is awesome, but it's season 2. Everybody's 0-0. Whoever comes to this place is going to want to knock us off. Just like all across the state of Iowa, there's 8 teams that got to travel somewhere to play high school football, and their goal is to win, just like the 8 teams that are at home. So we got to prepare fast, short-term memory. Know that season 2 is, lack for better words, but it's life or death, right? When it comes to your football life or your football death, and football is so finite, and there's 14 seniors that are going to be done playing high school football. They'll never get to put pads on again, and we want to make sure they have the greatest experience possible and get the best chance to win possible. And that's our job as coaches now, is to, whoever we play, we get on film and we figure out what we can do to get stops on defense and to score points, get first downs and score points.
You said season 1 is in the books. So now, as you look, get ready for season 2 here in this postseason. You're sitting here now. We talked before at Fort Dodge after the scrimmage about what the expectations were coming in. You're sitting here now after a win over your rival, 28-14. You're a district champion for the 3rd time in 4 years.
You can't put it into words. I mean, they're an awesome group of kids, and it's special to get to be their coach in Humble, Iowa. It's special to know that they will go to bat for you just as much as you're willing to go to bat for them. So knowing that the seniors got a win on senior night, they finished their season 8-1, it's pretty dang awesome. So can't be prouder as a coach, and just, you know, and I think I did it last week and got a little nostalgic, but we go back and the legacy that's left by each group, and the legacy left by this group isn't just left, it's like burned and etched, and they're going to be a group just known for their resiliency and their toughness. And there's a whole bunch of kids right now that are dreaming of being these seniors, and that's what makes this small town high school football on a Friday night pretty darn special.
How much have the seniors meant to this program?
A lot. I love these kids. I love this group of seniors. You know, there's 14 kids that that are pretty special in my heart. And, you know, you're with them so much that they become part of you. They become just like your kids, and you want them to be successful so badly that you'll do anything to get them to that point. And I'm so excited for them to get this opportunity. And if you look back at last year, you know, it was a tough season just because of the district of death, so to speak. It was a tough district. And our group of seniors last year, they're just so different in how they played and what they were able to do and how they were able to get the team in successful spots. But their legacies left, and this group of seniors is playing their tails off because of what they saw kids do last year. If I can leave, you know, if we can do anything as a coach, if we can be anything as a coach, it's a group of men who teach kids how to be a better version of themselves and leave wherever they're at, leave that in a better place. And I feel like this group has definitely left this in a better place.
We're going to find out this weekend. Playoffs. You got a home game at Mason Mockfield. How exciting is it, the fact they got a home game? You got another football game to prepare for in November.
It's awesome. Playoff football is awesome. Class 3A, 4A. I love the 16-team format. You got to play your tail off for 9 weeks for a chance to make it, and then anything goes after that, you know. And now it's really a one-game season. Every week is a one-game season. So you win the first one, you just go on to the next one-game season. And that's what we have to be. We have to have short-term memory about any of this stuff. You know, it's great to beat Algona, Clear Lake, and Webster City at the end, but I think it's going to be a heck of a lot better to get that first playoff win, and that's going to feel really, really good. So we've got to do everything we can to put these kids in that position to win that first playoff game.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great win to end the regular season, and we look forward to seeing you right back here next week in the playoffs, Class 3A, in the Final 16.
Get here, get loud, get here early. We want the whole town here. Show these people, when they come to our town, what it's like to play at Humboldt.
The playoff matchups for Class 3A are set to be released at 10 this morning. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.